This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping discussed their vast differences on trade that have led to exchanges of significant retaliatory tariffs. They also agreed to a small truce in their trade war. Mr. Trump described their relationship as incredible and predicted something good is forthcoming for both Beijing and Washington. Mr. Xi spoke through an interpreter.
China and the United States, two important countries with major influence in the world, show their important responsibilities for international peace and prosperity. Only with cooperation between us can we serve the interest of world peace and prosperity.
Many major business leaders in both the United States and China are hoping for some sort of deal in what is seen as an escalating trade dispute between the world's two largest economies. On his flight back to Washington from the G20 summit, Mr. Trump said he expects to meet with North Korea's leader in January or February. Details on funeral arrangements for former U.S. President George H.W. Bush, who died late Friday at the age of 94, being set by the Bush family. Mr. Bush, who served as president from 1989 to 1983, will receive a state funeral Wednesday at the National Cathedral right here in Washington. It's followed by a burial Thursday. President Trump did speak about Mr. Bush.
I express deepest sympathies. Angela and I were just talking about it. He was a wonderful man. He was just a high-quality man who truly loved his family. One thing that came through loud and clear, he was very proud of his family and very much loved his family.
President Bush was married for 73 years to his wife, Barbara. She died at the age of 92 in April this year. The Bushes had two daughters and four sons and numerous grandchildren and great-grandchildren. This is VOA News. Protesters angry about rising taxes clashed with French police for a third straight weekend, and dozens were arrested after pockets of demonstrators built barricades in the middle of the streets in central Paris and lit fires and threw rocks at officers. AP's Zaria Shackley is following that story.
Protesters, including some wearing black hoodies, piled up large plywood planks and other material in the middle of a street near the Arc de Triomphe and set the debris on fire. Police fired tear gas and used water cannons to try to push back the protesters who gathered around there. Some demonstrators responded by throwing large rocks. The monument was seen late in the day, tagged with the words, "The Yellow Vests Triumph," in reference to the fluorescent vests protesters wear. I'm Zaria Shakili.
The Attorney General's office in the western Mexican state of Jalisco says that federal officials have taken over an investigation into reports of an explosive device which was detonated at the U.S. consulate in the city of Guadalajara. The consulate says it will provide more information as it becomes available, including whether consular operations will be available Monday. Neither Mexican officials nor the consulate alluded to possible suspects in that incident. In the meantime, Andrés Manuel López Obrador became Mexico's new president Saturday. He has promised a more austere administration than that of his predecessor, Enrique Peña Nieto. Among other things, he said he will sell the presidential plane. World's AIDS Day is in its 30th year, founded as a way of increasing awareness as well as supporting those living with the disease and to remember those who have died from it. We get more from AP's Julie Walker in New York.
Here at the AIDS Memorial in New York City's Greenwich Village, Andrew Steiner leaves a bouquet of red roses for someone he holds dear that died.
I want to be here and have a moment with Tom.
AIDS activist Dr. David Fawcett says while we've come a long way, there's still a lot of work to do.
I'm a long-term survivor myself, and I think there's a lot of need and recognition that we have to have for the issues that are facing. By 2020, 70% of the people living with HIV will be over the age of 50.
According to the UN AIDS program, in 2017, almost 37 million people globally were living with HIV, and 904,000 died from AIDS-related illnesses. Julie Walker, New York.
And thousands of people marched in Berlin to demand Germany speed up its exit from coal-fired power plants. This is a day before the opening of a UN climate summit in neighboring Poland. The protests in the German capital and a simultaneous march in the western city of Cologne were organized by environmental groups. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.